Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Excel English Podcast. I'm Mina. I'm an English teacher, and I'm a caramel person.
Oh, I like that caramel person.
I like your moves.
Yeah, I don't know why. Hello, my name is Mary Lou. I'm an English teacher, and I was a Glee Club member.
Shocker.
This is an educational podcast where you can learn English light and easy.
英会話教室 Excel English の無料体験を受けたい方は Excel English で検索してね。 If you want to practice speaking English with us, be sure to check our website exl-english.com for a free trial lesson.
And if you find this show helpful, please give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
5 stars only. That really helps our show, so please send us 5 stars. Thank you. And also, please show us some love by donating to coffee.com/ExcelEnglish. Now let's start the show.
Hey.
Bow, baby.
What was that?
I think I hear it from other podcasts. They say baby all the time.
Oh, all right. I get it now.
Baby, okay. Yeah. I'm a caramel person.
Caramel. I can still taste the caramel in my mouth.
Yeah.
That's too much information, probably.
We have to confess, we just had a little snack right before this podcast because, you know, we're going to need that energy.
True that. Yeah.
And we got that snack from our boss's wife because she remembers that we, especially I, like caramel. Mm-hmm. I love caramel. I'm a caramel person. If you say that you are a nani-nani person, then mm-hmm. it means you are... You like that thing, right?
True, true.
For example, I'm a dog person, mm-hmm. meaning I like dogs. I'm a...
Not necessarily that you're a dog.
You're not a dog.
True.
You could be, but that doesn't mean... But that's not what it means. Mm. Yeah, so I'm a caramel person. I like caramel.
All right.
It's not that... It's not because my skin color is caramel-like or I'm sweet or anything like that.
Wow.
Yeah, but I just like caramel. I like everything caramel.
I know. Yeah. So that's why when they ask me what you would like, so if you're not around, I would always go for caramel or vanilla.
Caramel or vanilla, yes.
That's just two things. You love those.
That's how basic I am. Just caramel or vanilla.
What can be more basic than chocolate? I'm a chocolate person.
Is chocolate basic, though?
I think it's very basic. That's yeah, true. Like I think almost everyone loves chocolate.
Yeah, but what if you're given the choice between matcha and chocolate?
Oh my god, don't do this to me.
But there's always either a matcha flavor or like a chocolate flavor, right? So which would you go for?
It really depends.
Instinctively.
Instinctively. Ah, that's so tough. Yeah, that's so difficult. See, I can't really even...
Really? Choose. You yeah. would equate matcha with chocolate?
It depends. Of course, like in Japan, if we're in Japan, I'm like, I always go for...
Matcha.
Mm. Or anything matcha. But say...
If it's in another country.
Yeah, I would probably get the chocolate one. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get anything matcha outside Japan, too.
Right?
No.
It's probably different. Like, the taste would be different.
Not so. Gonna happen. Never.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Tell us about your Glee experience. The Glee Club.
Yeah, so when I was in high school, I was a member of the school's Glee Club. So that time, it wasn't still like a big, well-established group.
Yeah.
In the school, so we didn't really have lots of clubs, like school clubs.
Yeah.
It was like starting. It was just starting that time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as you know, I like music. I like singing.
You do, and, yes.
Yeah, right. And then maybe that time too. It was that time when like there were lots of movies with like good
musicals.
Songs and musicals. So I thought, oh. It would be nice to join a group like that too, and I felt like it's something that I would genuinely enjoy.
Yeah.
So I joined the Glee Club, but it only lasted for a few months. Like the the group was dissolved like after a few.
What happened? Just after a few months. Did you ever perform in front of an audience?
Oh, we did. We performed a few times, but so
project based.
It was like it was a very short lived thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite sad, but so that was in high school, and then
that sucks,
right? And then in college, in the university, we joined our department's like singing group.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so we were both
English
members of it.
Chorus. Yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah, it was the English chorus.
So if like I would go to like a school, if I would be a student again, say I'd be a university student again, yeah. I would maybe if we had like a school fair, I would first go to the schools or the club or my departments or university my courses Glee Club office, something like that. Mm. I would find that group first and foremost.
Okay. Yeah, well, you could lead it. You could, if they don't have it, you would start it.
Oh, I don't know though.
But you want it, right?
I like it. I like being in that group, so yeah. I might. Yeah. Yeah. I'd find kindred spirits, like, you know, other people who love. Maybe I'd find you.
jamming, you know, yeah. Jamming to the favorite songs of that time.
True. So it was such a fun time. I remember, like, university, back in the university, and also in high school.
In high school,
but it
yes.
was very short. There you
yes,
go.
Yes.
I love singing. I'm not a pro. I'm not very, very good, but yeah, I just like it.
Yeah, singing is nice because it really takes your mind off many things.
True.
It's there a form go. Of meditation. Mm-hmm. Could be.
All right.
And so, as I promised in the last episode, we will be tackling the selected songs from High School Musical. I'm not sure if our listeners remember it, but I mentioned one time that I'm gonna choose the topic of High School Musical for
probably
today.
Probably that was when we talked about high school, or being in high school or graduating.
The graduation songs.
Yeah.
The episode before this one, actually.
Okay.
Wow, this month is becoming a musical march. Musical march.
Oh, that's a
ooh,
nice
love it.
Title. Yeah, I like that.
So, today is going to be a very special episode because we will be presenting to you some of the selected songs from High School Musical 1.
Oh, the first one.
Yes, it was released in 2006. Which, in fact, was our senior year in high school.
Right? It's so memorable.
Yeah.
And I feel so old now.
True. I know. But I still... But you know what? I feel like I still have that heart in me of that high school girl.
Student.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. I'm still that. So, it's a film with... it's a film series with 3 installments.
Mm-hmm.
So, but today I picked the first one because it brought me into the deepest nostalgia from high school. For today's episode, I will like Mary Lou to sing her favorite part of the song and explain why it is.
Okay, and also, explain.
I mean, okay. Not really, okay. Not in depth, but yeah, like, why did you choose that part?
All right.
So we will also answer questions relating to the message of the song.
Okay.
Ooh. Let's begin. Okay, so the first song is Start of Something New.
I love this song.
Me too. I love it. Okay, now sing your favorite part.
All right, so that's probably the chorus. So it goes something like this. This could be the start of something new. It feels so right to be here with you. And now looking in your eyes, I feel in my heart the start of something new.
I never knew.
You were going like that. Alright, okay, so
why did you choose that part?
Oh, well, this is the chorus, which would usually be the, you know, the grooviest part of the song. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I liked the, because it's a duet, so there's always like, you know, the melody and the harmony. It's just beautiful, like the way that their voices blended.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I remember this scene so well. So they were at a karaoke thing.
Yeah.
Like a New Year's party, maybe?
Yeah, right. Yeah. A winter party or something.
Okay.
Like that.
And then they were, kind of like, I don't know, like paired up.
They were, yes.
To sing
they were
this
teased
song.
Into pairing up to sing this song.
Yeah, so I thought that my young high school heart was like, oh my god, that's
oh
so
god, sweet.
That's so cute.
And Zac Efron is so hot.
I know.
He's definitely my type, you know, like blonde guy, blue eyes.
Yeah, he's very
perfect.
Very like a dream boy for dream guy for like, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For high school girls.
High school girls, yeah. So that is why I like this part of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think about start? Now, this question is just about, you know, like, because the song I said about starting something new.
Uh-huh,
you know?
Uh-huh.
So what do you feel about starting new things in general?
Oh, well, it's both scary and exciting, of course. It's a mixture of these two emotions. Of course, you're scared because you're not sure how it's going to turn out. And yeah, it's like you are, you're like blind. You don't know what's, you can't see it. You can't see the future or like how it's going to, what's going to happen. But also excitement or exciting. It's just exciting because it's something new. It's a start of something new. Just like with the title of the song. When you're starting things, you have the motivation. You have this excitement of like doing it and creating new things. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think it's it could be positive and a little bit of negative.
That's true.
Yeah. So
it could be both sad and happy also, because when something new starts, something ends.
True.
Like, you know, like when spring comes, it means that it's the end of the school year and it's also the beginning of the school year. So it has its two sides, you know. Like, you gotta say goodbye to your old friends, and then you have to say hello to the new ones. This could be the start. Hey,
something new.
Hey,
it's a totally different genre.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So the next song is "What I've Been Looking For."
Which version do you like more?
Honestly, of course, the original one, you know, the slower one is definitely a good one. But I really have fond memories with the pop, the
upbeat version.
One. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, the bopped one. Yeah. So, which part is your favorite?
All right. So it's from this line. Ready? Go.
This feeling's like no other. I want you to know that I've never had someone that knows me like you do, the way you do. I've never had someone as good for me as you, no one like you. So lonely before I finally found what I've been looking for. Do 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 do. I love it.
So we both sang the bopped one,
yes.
the bopped version. Mm, yeah, it's that's what I actually remember more than the other version.
It was really short.
Oh,
because
yeah.
they were just trying it out with the playwright.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember.
And then she said
now.
That I really wanted the vibe to be this way,
okay.
So they sang it this way. Gabriella and Troy sang it that mm-hmm. way. So yeah, it was a really short one, just a chorus part, I think.
I remember it now.
Yes, what I've been looking for. So nice. Who was your best friend in high school or maybe in elementary school? And mm-hmm. then what did you like about them? Because I feel like this song is really, you know, it's really purely friend about talking about friendship
mm-hmm.
and you know, like having somebody that watches you and then looks after you. Mm-hmm. So, did you have a best friend in high school or in elementary school?
I think I consider that friend of mine in elementary my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more of, because I feel like in high school I had more friends, but I'm not so sure if it's really like best friend, mm-hmm. kind of friend.
Yeah.
But in elementary, because I have this female friend, her name is Marianne, and so our moms are actually also really good friends.
Mm.
They're like mom friends. Yeah. They would go to school together to drop us off or like pick us up after school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we really got along very well.
Yeah.
I know her family, she knows mine. And we're actually kind of, we're like twins because we looked quite alike. Not really,
okay.
You know, similar. But then we're always together. So,
okay.
Yeah, we were kind of like what we are like now, mm-hmm. right
like
now.
Like two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
In a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, she's not as loud or as chatty as Anne. She's more
quiet type.
Quiet type.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
She she's very supportive. I like her because she's very supportive. She is a very good listener too.
Mm.
Now we catch up through video calls. Like every once in a while, we would update each other with how things are with each other.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just so, how do I say it? It's just so comfortable,
mm-hmm.
Sharing things with her. Like, there's no judgment, you know?
Yeah.
She's just, of course, she's there to offer advice. If you ask her to, like, what she thinks about things or, like, your problems. Yeah, but she doesn't really... You know, she's just that friend who listens and comforts you.
Yeah, validates you.
Yeah. And, it's nice having someone like that
True.
In your life, too. Yeah.
Right.
In high school, though, I had so many, loud friends. You know, they're more of the crazy ones. Yeah, because they liked having fun. And high school, you know, high school, right?
You know, high school, yeah. Yeah, hormones everywhere.
It's probably that.
I think it's the hormones, yeah.
But yeah, what about, do you have like best friends in
best friends in high school? Of course I do, but I feel like why were we as high school students really rowdy, you know? Why
right.
Why did we have so much energy for nonsensical things?
It's the youth and it's the hormones,
yeah,
really.
Totally. But then I felt like it's quite similar in the movie,
mm-hmm.
High School Musical,
mm-hmm.
when, you know, like you really have to fit in. You
True.
Have to try to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you're surrounded with, like, as you said, crazy kids. You also want to act like crazy.
True.
So that you feel
fit in.
Yeah, so that you fit in and then you'll feel like you belong.
Mm.
Right? Even though it's not really you.
It was really hard
right?
to find yourself. Like, find
yeah.
who you really
yes,
are back
yes,
in
yes.
high school.
Of course, because the louder ones are the ones that are, you know, maybe more popular or
mm-hmm.
they're more noticed.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
that doesn't really mean that you have to be
like that
in
mm-hmm.
order to be... Or, like, in order to fit in or in mm-hmm. order to belong to a certain group. But then, cliques are really a thing.
It is.
You know?
Those really exist. I think they still exist, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I just felt like, how was I in high school? Of course, I'm also one of those types who were really, really loud and really noisy in the classroom. Yeah. But I felt like I was... enabled by my friends even more.
Okay.
Yeah, they fanned that fume, you know?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, I was like already a loud person, but then I was surrounded by louder people. Now
you
it's
look
uncontrollable.
So, I can't.
Out of control.
It's weird because I can't match your description to how you looked before. You looked so gentle. Like
I was like a kid.
Yeah.
Totally like a kid.
Like the quiet one. She looked like the quiet one, but... Well, I know her now.
Like, I looked like it, but I wasn't it. I wasn't the quiet one. No. I liked, during recitations, I like reciting.
Okay, yeah. You're confident.
Something
yeah.
like that. I mean, I wasn't confident. I was only confident if I knew what I had to say. Uh-huh, but uh-huh. then in most cases, I'm not really like that. I wasn't really like that.
All right.
Yeah, so fitting in.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, next is stick to the status quo.
Yeah, this song actually, I don't really remember all the lines of the song.
Okay, yeah.
To the song. So earlier I was listening to it again. I listened to it again. And I thought, I think I skipped this part of the movie.
It wasn't really so, it's not as fun as the duet between the lover, like the love interest.
Yeah. Those are mostly played on the radio too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Those came out as singles
probably. Right.
But this song, I had a hard time remembering it. But anyway, the one that, the part that I could remember is the chorus, of course. So could you help me with this one?
Yes, I'll, my pleasure, it's my pleasure. No.
Stick to the stuff you know.
If you wanna be cool, follow one simple rule. Don't mess with the flow, no. Stick to the status quo.
Yeah, it's not really, it's a, if you think about the message of the song or this chorus, it's like you have to fit in that box, you have to.
Yeah.
It's, you're not allowed to get out and be yourself.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's that part of the musical when they're like contemplating what they should be like or
right.
But I like I said, I watched it again and I thought, oh, this is a really good part of the movie.
Yeah. It was a pivotal moment.
And they were all, like you mentioned earlier, cliques. They were sitting with their friends, and they were kind of like confessing the things that they like doing too.
Yeah.
Which was so different from what they are, how they look in school.
Yeah.
Right? So I thought, oh, okay.
That was really strange for me. When in a lot of American TV series, there would be the jocks, there would be the cheerleaders, there would be the nerds, the geeks,
didn't have those.
Because in the Philippines, it wasn't. I mean, as a student during my time, it wasn't really like that.
It was always the quiet ones and the loud ones. I feel like.
Yeah. It's either you're loud and or you're quiet. There were also the smart ones, but they were also the ones who were very loud, right?
Some of them were quiet, some of them were loud. It was really strange, the mixture of, the people and the kids in the class. Yeah, and the jocks were also, of course, they were with the loud ones.
Yeah.
So there's no, the cliques thing?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't really identify with anything in the in any American series growing up, because I felt like, oh, okay, so this is probably their culture. I think it's pretty much true. I never went to an American high school, but I do know that there is this need, or maybe there is this want to be popular, to be one of the popular people.
Yeah, that thing too.
That's
I
so
don't
weird.
Really get that.
I know, me neither. I don't get it at all. Can somebody please explain?
I was wondering if that thing also exists in Japan, like schools here.
Yeah.
Right? Does somebody want to become popular? I want to be the hottest girl in school. I want to be the hottest guy. Because there's not, I mean, I didn't see that back in my school.
Yeah, me neither. So I always felt like, oh, okay. So, but then, one of my high school classmates, she migrated to the U.S. When we were in high school. We were in maybe third year high school when she immigrated to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always wondered, I never really asked her, maybe I'm going to ask her one of these days, if she saw that, that separation.
Mm-hmm.
between, you know, like the jocks, the nerds, the musicians, the skaters, you know, like was there really anything like that? But then Okay. Yeah, so that friend of mine, if I would identify her as one of those people, she would be one of the nerdy ones. She would be one of the smarter kids because she's always in the honor roll, even in the United States.
Oh wow!
So I felt like maybe, I don't know, she belonged to that group, but I'm gonna ask her one of these days.
I think so.
That we can see, you know, I mean, we could have a little bit of glimpse on what it really looked like, because I don't understand why people want to be popular.
Me neither.
Right. Okay, so as a student, were you the type who was diligent or were you the type who bent the rules sometimes?
Always the diligent.
Yeah. I was the one who was bending the rules.
Well, maybe until high school, because, mm-hmm. Well, of course, you know, my mom, she is very...
Your mom is the problem.
Yeah, she's very strict and very hands-on about our studies. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, at first, when I was in elementary, I didn't really feel that it was a burden or it was such a stressful thing to do. I just... also kind of liked studying back in elementary. Mm-hmm. And I felt good when I could achieve things like I never really thought I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I continued doing that until high school. But in high school, things were more difficult. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to keep up with your other classmates, and you had to reach a certain mark. And if you fail, there's a fear of, like, being transferred to another school. That was really scary.
Toxic.
Right? And so I would, really always just study. And, of course, there were times when we would hang out, but I wasn't really the type to go out with friends, mm-hmm. and hang out. And my mom, like, my mom wouldn't allow me. Yeah. So she was like, Saturday, what are you going to do? Why are you going to school? What are you going to do there? Is it something important? Like, that's what she has to ask many questions. Mm-hmm. But I was really in school for a school project or extracurricular activity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to join those two.
Of course. Yeah. That adds up to the final mark. Yeah. Right.
So that was high school. But in college, I kind of like wanted to loosen up a bit, mm-hmm. and that was also when I'm not proud, but I did skip some classes, mm-hmm. yeah, to go to K-pop events.
That was just you. It wasn't me.
That was really one time. I also you know, made the excuse of, like, going to the bathroom, to the ladies' room, to watch a basketball event. Mm-hmm. You know, those kind of things. It was fun. So.
Yeah, that was fun, too.
It added up to the whole experience of being a university mm-hmm. student.
If you look back, those were the more fun times mm-hmm. than the ones when you're inside the classroom, right? the times when you played hooky, mm-hmm. are the only times that you can remember. Yeah. But the actual studying, uh-huh. you don't remember it at all, right? I have no idea.
Yeah. And maybe it was more fun because it's when you actually find who you are. You already know what you want, mm-hmm. who you want to be with, like friends.
Yeah.
You really choose to be with, I feel like.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what you were was a K-pop fan.
I was a K-pop fan.
And a basketball player lover.
Oh my goodness. You're exposing me.
You said you knew who you were at the time. I just made the analogy.
Yeah, I like watching basketball players.
Yes.
Players.
Not the game.
Not the game.
Get your head in the game.
Okay. It's another High School Musical song,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay, Breaking Free.
Oh,
the next
I love
song.
This song. Okay.
Okay, ready, and
we're sorry.
flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can't reach. If we're trying, so we're breaking free. Oh, we're breaking free.
Oh.
Yeah, char.
Okay, there you go. Of course, I love this song because it's where the title is.
Yes.
And, well, the message is also good. Yeah, it's like you have the wings to fly. Go. Yeah. Soar high.
We're soaring. We're flying. There's not a star in heaven we can't reach.
Wow. Good. It's very powerful.
Yes.
Inspiring.
Yes.
Right?
Which subject or activities in school did you feel passionate about and that made you feel motivated and happy doing?
Always loved English. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anything that, like all the events, or most of the events that were about that subject, or it would, involve skill that is something that is in English, like mm-hmm. that. I always volunteered to join or to participate in, but that's one. So English and anything that had to do with singing too.
Oh, okay.
So I was I was a glee club member in high school and in the university. So yeah, it was really fun. Like the friends you make, the activities, the practice. It was just one of the most exciting, memorable parts of my student life.
Yeah. That is why club activities are really important. Because you don't really get to be close to your classmates during classes, right? Like
True.
During a math class or during during science class. You don't really get to be close to them unless you do activities outside of the class, right?
True.
Okay, so last one. We're all in this together.
Okay, so let's sing this part together. Ready?
Go. We're all in this together. Once we know that we are, we're all stars. And we see that we're all in this together. And it shows when we stand hand in hand, make our dreams come true.
Yay. This is such a fun song, right?
So fun.
Very iconic. Like, when you listen to this song, you can't imagine the scene from the movie. They were at the gym.
Yeah.
All of them, all the students were there dancing to that. Even I think you even know the steps to this.
Of course I do. I watched
dance steps, right?
For hundreds of times.
Wow. this is so nostalgic.
Yes. Yeah. What sort of things did you enjoy with your classmates? Curricular and extracurricular.
For curricular, okay, let's start with the extracurricular because those are what I remember clearly.
Yeah.
We loved watching movies and K-dramas together.
K-drama.
Hold on a second. Okay, sorry, I got that wrong.
Not outside school.
Okay.
Still within school.
Yeah. The cheerleading. Activities.
Okay.
Yeah. I was thinking of the things that you enjoy doing with your friends.
With
just
your
that.
Friends. Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that. And so, yeah, I wasn't really the best dancer, but maybe that time. That was also the time when I got to watch, or like when cheerleading movies or cheer dance movies came out, they were popular,
and I
liked watching those, so I felt like, okay, I can be a cheerleader too.
It's so weird too, the cheerleading. It's also very American, you know.
True.
Yeah
But my school had a really good
cheerleading team.
Squad team. Yeah, for a high school team, they were so good. So I thought they really pursued that group. They really trained hard.
Yeah.
And they did well. Yeah. But the ones I joined, that was just an inter-class thing.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was fun. Yeah, I got to wear cute, cute uniforms. Yeah. So
I remember one of my classmates fell.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody caught her. Like we tried catching her, but she still fell.
Oh no!
She was trying.
Is she okay?
She had a really big bump on her at the back of her head, but she's fine now. She's still dancing on TikTok, so I think she's okay.
She's that's her. She still dances well.
She still dances well, and it didn't affect her performance. Okay. Thanks a lot, Mary Lou. So, can you?
I don't think I can.
Oh, okay. Okay, unfortunately, we have to cut our podcast short.
I'm so sorry.
Marilla has a class soon. But anyway.
It was really fun.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed.
I did. All right. So, what was your favorite song among all the High School Musical songs? Also, did you find this episode helpful? Please subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channel and give us a 5-star rating and a thumbs up.
Do you want to practice more? Go to our website, exl-english.com, for a free trial lesson.
Toodles!
Sharpay!
Yes! Toodles! I'm like, what? What was I saying?